How to Make a Calendar Box, Part 1 of 2, by Scott Baltisberger, TSBVI Outreach, VI Consultant.
Texas School for the Blind and Visually Impaired, Distance Learning.
Okay, so I'm going to talk a little bit about the materials that we use for making the calendar boxes. What I'm going to use is called tri-wall cardboard, and this is a very, very thick, strong cardboard. It's typically used for packing furniture and appliances, things like that. So you may be able to find it at a place, say, like Sears or Best Buy, or any place that, you know, ships large items like that. You can also find resources for it online. If you just Google tri-wall cardboard, a lot of times you can find suppliers. They often sell large amounts of it. You might have to buy $300 to $500 worth of it. Another thing you can do is make your own tri-wall using 3 sheets of regular cardboard, and we'll show you a link of a video of how to make that. But anyway, this is the cardboard. You just use a simple utility knife to cut it up. And once you've got it cut, you know, here's the pre-cut sheets. So you've got your back and your base, and you've got your dividers. So that's what the tri-wall looks like cut up. The other items you're going to need, one is hardwood dowel rod. This is a real simple, this I think is a 1/4-inch dowel rod, and I got this at a home supplied store such as Home Depot. And what you do with this, you're going to use this to make sort of pegs, nails to hold your calendar box together. And I measure it on 2-inch lengths, and then I use my utility knife, simply put it down and roll it while you press, and that scores it. Once you've done that, you stick it in the pencil sharpener and get yourself a nice point on it, and then you can just snap off each piece. I've got a nice point on it, and then I just snap it off. And then I just keep going with the rest of them. Next thing you're going to need is your glue gun. What I do to put it together is first glue the pieces of cardboard together. Then I take a hammer and I take my finished dowel rod pieces and I hammer it together. So now y'all are going to get to watch me do that. All right, so I've got all the pieces of the calendar box cut out here, and we've got a base, we've got a back, and then we've got the dividers, the walls. And this is 1/2-inch tri-wall cardboard, so the base is 1/2-inch larger than the back. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to run a bead of hot glue and begin on all these spaces, and then I'm going to stick the calendar box together, and then I'll use our pegs to reinforce it.
Do it yourself. Watch the YouTube tutorial Layering Cardboard to Make Tri-Wall, uploaded by Adaptive Design NYC.